and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters. Day 118. How is everybody? I've got far too many chats open here, Mike. Just saying. I have a show at 8 o'clock with music I am not ready for. I've got messages coming in from Nina. Nina's daring me to do something. Which is
What's
always alarming.
What's she daring you to
Let
do?
Let me have a look. I dare you to play Mad Dogs and Englishmen. So PC Incorrect was just saying to Chidge, I'm surprised he's not been banned. Oh, I don't think I've heard that one. Anyway, how are you? Let me know.
Is that to be
chat.
Played on...
It's not on MacBytes, don't worry about it.
Not on MacBytes.
Good evening, Jonathan. What have you been up to? Hello, Deb. I'm sure Jonathan had a lie-in this morning after the longest, the positively longest after hours ever.
I had a lie-in.
I'm clearly going to have to up my game to get Jonathan to nod off. CQ, Deb. CQ. What have you been up to? What have we been up to?
Had a lie-in.
Yeah, that was nice. I've now got a banging headache, though, which isn't good. Not before a five-hour music show, it's not.
No.
Dedicated to transport. Let's see how that goes. So I need to be all keyed up and ready. And are we all keyed up and ready? No! But that's
up at 8:30, had a home workout done. Pottered
Jonathan.
About. I didn't get up till 10. Took Lola out.
10. That would have been quite early. Ah, but in my defence, I didn't get to bed till 5.
Why didn't you get to bed till 5?
I was... After a show, I'm always awake, so there's no point in going to bed. So I sorted out the whole of next week's and I'm backfilling to 2010.
George said that.
I'm on fire. George who?
George. Irving. After all my sons, he said you don't go to bed straight away. You're full of adrenaline.
You are. Yeah, absolutely you are. 5 a.m. The sun rose about 4, Jonathan. It's very, very pretty. Very, very pretty. But you see, I'm awake then. Now, by 5 o'clock, I was yawning. So I decided to head off to bed at that point, which meant I finally ventured out about 12, I think.
I was fast asleep.
You were, actually.
And so was the dog, probably.
She was, bless her. Yes, let's not talk about the treat incident of last night.
She ate it in a breakfast.
She wanted a treat, but she wanted venison sausages. I know this because they stink, and she likes it if they stink. But we only had one packet left, so it's like you're not having the venison sausages. So, what did you give her? Oh, it was a dentist stick. Now, dentist sticks are supposed to be good for their teeth. So she kind of looked at it as though, is that the best you've got? So I thought, right, okay. So I said, I'm going to cut the end off it, and I bet she eats the bit that I cut off. So holds it out, doesn't want to know. I thought, interesting. Puts it on the floor, she doesn't want to know. A couple of minutes later, I looked down, she'd eaten it. So I thought, right, I'll cut the whole thing up into smaller pieces. So I did. I even put them in her favourite bowl. Didn't want to know. However, we then said, well, we'll put them in the bedroom overnight. She'll probably eat them. No, she didn't. But Mike added them to breakfast and they were most palatable. She's getting very picky. But we have a shopping delivery coming tonight, don't we? Is it Tesco?
It's Tesco.
Oh, I wonder what time they'll arrive this week.
And I wonder what'll be missing.
We've already had a delivery incident today, haven't we?
Yeah.
God's sake. What is it with delivery people? And this one was DPD. I would have thought better of DPD, wouldn't you?
Yeah. It did say that we'll leave it on the doorstep. But like you say, they could at least have rung the doorbell.
Yeah, it would have been handy to ring the doorbell. So what was comical was, Mike organised the delivery and it was one of these deliveries where you need to give them a phone number. Now, I would have thought it would be handy to give them the phone number of the person that was receiving it. But seeing as though it was a surprise gift for Mike's mother's birthday, Mike put his phone number down. So he's getting the delivery notifications in a lovely little sequence. And he said he's a few minutes away. And we didn't know whether she was actually going to be in or not. She said she was going out for a walk. But by this stage, we thought, no, she's going to be back. It'll be fine. Anyway, we didn't hear anything. So we knew it had arrived and we got a picture of it sat on her doorstep. But we had no idea whether she actually picked it up. And I thought, if she had, she'd have rung, and she didn't. So it was about half an hour, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So Mike rings and she didn't answer the mobile, did she?
No.
But he rings the house phone. Oh, hello. You know, lovely surprise. Mike was like, have you checked the doorstep? And she went, oh, have you been? He went, no, but Gaz has. He hadn't rung the doorbell. But she was very, very happy, wasn't she?
She was.
When she'd recovered it and got upstairs with it. But, you know, when you're delivering like that, particularly now, obviously you don't want to stand there and wait. I get that. But at least ring the doorbell so the person who's... Because in this case, she wasn't getting the notifications that it was on its way because it's a birthday present. Oh, anyway, it arrived. It's safe. We've had a picture of it. She likes it. Awesome. So that's all of that dealt with. Hello, Kim. What have you been up to? And Paul, how are you doing? You've been busy. I've got to see things as been busier than Jonathan, who's pottered around.
Well, it's only at 11 a.m. for Kim.
True. But she could have big plans for the day.
Doing her bills and listening to Brooklands.
I won't be listening to Brooklands if I don't get something keyed up. Oh, my. I've got loads in here, but I don't know if it's what you've picked.
Surfing USA, Beach Boys.
Yes, I know that one, but I had some that I don't think we've put back into the system.
Oh, right.
So I can add music to this one, but I'm going to need to backfill some of mine into the system at some point, because mine are fabulous, if I say so myself.
Are they?
Which I'm going to say myself.
Okay.
And I actually had down one of the ones I think Stuart picked. Was it Rider White Swan? That ring any bells?
Yeah. T-Rex.
I'm looking at this message from Nina. She's just reread her message and realised she put the wrong name in. Oh, she's an absolute scream, that woman.
No, or coward.
Yes, yes. She said, I dare you to play it. I'm surprised he's not being banned. And then she means Noel Coward, not Mike, not Ginge. She's an absolute scream. Ooh, Kim's been trying to figure out Devon Agent Pro. Good one. No, I haven't been looking, so I doubt I would have seen it, Kim. But how are you doing with Devon Agent? I saw you've got some kind of SDK affair going on. How's it progressed from there? You're not changing your mind on these songs, are you?
No.
I've got the first one in. I'm about to put the second one in.
Right.
Yay, I've got the first two. No, there were things that I'd suggested as like quiz questions and stuff. I also talked about a song, beautiful song called Chai Mai. But it's too slow. Way too slow. But I've got the first ones in. Have you heard all of these?
No. I was going through them, but then I had to go and make dinner.
Oh, you're so good to me, aren't you? So we don't know if they're fast or slow or whatever they are.
No.
Oh, this could prove for an interesting night. But I know the first two, so that's all right. And I know the third as well. Oh, and that other one, that was asked for by the Chikokis a while back, wasn't it? Skater Boy.
Oh, yeah.
I remember
it
that one.
It was.
Yeah, oh, yes, I remember these things. So I've got a few keyed up. I'm good to go. Not sure if it should be a Brooklands request. You found it interesting. Ooh. Let's have a look. Got the link, just about. Had Notion playing with my mind this morning.
Thunderstruck.
Let's have a look. I can't play it because obviously I'll deafen everybody. Ooh, that looks like a game I used to have on my computer years ago. Oh, that's nice.
It is. Should we stick
it's
that
upbeat.
One in?
It's upbeat. It's upbeat.
Stick that one in.
Stick the lot in, Mike. We've got far too many to play tonight. We need to be going till the morning. I'm thinking the transport theme could go on for 2 weeks at this rate, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. What was for dinner? Pasta.
It was pasta. It was fabulous.
Pasta. Well, it was pasta bolognese with lamb.
We used to do something, didn't we, with a bolognese. It was in a packet, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
And it was nice.
No, it wasn't Dino. We're saving the Dino.
No, the Dino's in our reserve box. It was a Dolmio sauce, I think, wasn't it?
It was a Dolmio sauce.
But Mike actually did the lamb himself, which we hadn't been doing until lockdown.
Can you rephrase that?
Doing the lamb?
I did the lamb myself.
You did the lamb yourself?
It was a packet of lamb.
It had to be cooked.
True.
Oh, yes, Debbie, that'd work. Mustang Sally. Yay, let's get that one in.
Who's that by?
I've not got a clue, but you'll find out.
I'll
go and have a look in the system, you'll find out. Oh, we have got so many songs on here. Didn't you say we had over 80?
I think
on average, you can fit into, you know, it's just useless piece of information you may find useful one day. You can get around 68 to 70 songs in 5 hours with various chit-chat. but we've already got 81. So I think I'm going to drop some of mine, I reckon. But some of these are brilliant. They are all to do with transport. I had no idea there were so many. But we'll get through as many as we can get through. Why have we got... Oh, hang on, has that jumped? No, I think it's because I'm seeing car and stuff in so many. And have you seen how many Stuart sent in?
Yeah.
Wow. Stuart's listening on Brooklyn right now. No, Kim, we're not going to drop yours. There's loads in here from... like Stuart must have sent in about 50. So I reckon this could run for 2 weeks, don't you? Have you seen the one I've put in at line 56, I think? And mine was 51, but I couldn't find a suitable version, could I? But there's all kinds of things you would never think of in a million years for transport.
What about I Like Trucking?
Yeah, fine with that.
That was off Not the 9 o'clock News. Not that you watched that.
No.
No.
No, I didn't.
No.
Oh, I never bother with TV.
Like
it gets
trucking.
Worse by the second.
I like trucking. I like trucking and I like to truck.
Fair enough. I have put one of mine in, though, haven't I?
Have
My
you?
Canadian friend got that one in.
Who's your Canadian friend?
Paul Gross.
Oh, yes.
There's all sorts in here.
Diefenbaker the doggy.
Diefenbaker the doggy. No, but things like... in fact, it's such a shame Tracy isn't here, isn't it? Because at 48, we've got a Glenn Miller that Stuart's selected. Is it Chattanooga? Chattanooga Choo Choo. Remember Tracy's pronunciation of the odd word?
Choo Choo.
Choo Choo. It's a bit dangerous, that. So maybe it's just as well she's not.
I don't have wine for tonight, Kim.
You have? There's a spare bottle.
There's
down
a spare bottle, but I'm not drinking it.
Are you on the wagon?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I'm trying to lose a few stone. Never mind pounds.
We're past the pound stage, are we?
Oh, XOXO.
That's the one. Choo-choo. Can you imagine? See, over here, we'd say that to a child.
Choo-choo.
Choo-choo. Choo-choo, meaning train. You have to be very careful. The world's turned into a very dangerous place. I was actually just listening to the musicals that Ellen had selected. And there's a song in there. I'm so gay. That's not what it means. Words change meaning, don't they? And I was smiling as they were singing it, thinking, yeah, because it was like from the 30s. Had a totally different meaning. Oh, never mind. Catholic radio station. It's all right. Not a problem. We are progressive, aren't we?
We are.
I actually pointed this out and everyone went, oh, you're right. Because people were going on and it shows you it's your perception. It's not actually reality. It's your perception of reality. They were talking about this fiasco that goes on at the schools. It's to do with there are girls' toilets and boys' toilets and staff toilets and who's allowed in what toilet. And they were arguing the toss about it one Sunday morning. And I'm sitting there just smirking to myself. And they're at it. We don't want a single gendered toilet. And they're going on and on and on. And when they'd finished, I said, you know, in the church at the back of, they went, yeah. I said, we have a single gendered toilet, just saying. And they went, oh, she's right. We actually already have one in the church. So why are they arguing? I've no idea. But they said they'd never thought of it that way. It was just a toilet. And I thought, yes, and that's the point. I said, just think how progressive you are. Mind you, to be honest, it was a practical thing. Only room for one. So we have one, and that's that. But literally, 10 yards away, they are arguing about the parish centre, aren't they?
They are saying
that we need 15 different types of toilet. We don't. It's just them. They're just
saying in a house you don't have his and hers, do you?
Exactly, Kim, spot on right, which is how I think of the thing.
I know
at the
Mike
back.
And Nina have a his and hers bathroom, but
I think that's more from a practicality perspective, though.
So they can use it at the same time.
Yeah, but it shows you it's just the eyes through which you view it, doesn't it? I mean, at home, particularly with children, and I kind of get that because toilets weren't exactly a safe place in my day. That people used to put holes in the wall and then use water pistols to shoot water at you. But I think that said more
about
that. Oh, yeah. And that was a girls' school. I think it said more about their mentality than anything else. But you don't think twice with a house. So I don't get it all. But once I pointed out that we actually had a progressive toilet, they were quite taken with the idea. Just never actually noticed. You're thinking the same thing. That's it. There's a lot of baggage that comes with it outside a house. But I don't even think really strict homes have multiple toilets. You know, one for the sons and another for the daughters. I don't think they do. It's just outside. Which brings me back to, you know, you might as well stay at home. COVID thing and all of that. Apparently, you're going to love this. If anyone can explain the logic to me, please do. More than willing to listen. The R rate is going up. Well, obviously. But the infection rate is going down. How does that work? Can somebody explain that to me? Or are the government lying? There was a story in this morning's news. I don't know why I bother looking. It only aggravates me. But this one was a classic. The British government have released new figures for the number of tests they've run. Okay. And they have realigned the number of tests they've done, for which read, reduce the number. Slightly. I thought, what do you mean slightly? How many are we talking? Slightly. 200,000. That's not slight in my mind. They overestimated by 200,000. I'm loving that, Kim. Men seem to just use the outdoors at times with no regard.
Kim, go and have a look at that.
Exactly.
That is in Belgium that I've just posted a link to, but they have the same things outside Old Trafford, outside United's ground. In fact, I've just found another link to them.
Are these the pipey things, like the saloons? They're the ones.
Yeah.
That's just... Words fail me. Looks hideous.
It's exactly the same things, but at Old Trafford. They're called pea pods.
Sometimes there are just no words. What I would say is, and what about the ladies? I have had this argument with United for years. They had... Yeah, that's the road I've seen it on as well. That's Railway Road,
it's
isn't
Railway
it?
Railway Road, yeah. Mm.
That's the road. That's looking at it from Warwick Road, which is now Sir Matt Busby Way, isn't it?
Yeah.
Whatever, Warwick Road. If you look there is a road to the left, but if you carried on up that road, you would get to the car park we used to park in all the time. And to think you would have to walk past that. It looks like a naked TARDIS, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's vile. Oh, you have a great story about having to go in a...
What's a P-130? I have to Google that.
Funny, and the men were so cat. I'm going to have a look. I'm going to have to look up what that is. Let's have a look. I've got a sneaking suspicion. Is it a plane or something? A boat? Is something like that? Let me know what that is.
No idea. Doesn't say.
So what's this? Is this neighbours complaining? The thing is with the people, if they are complaining, what's this?
And oh, it's an aircraft.
Oh, an aircraft. That could be very awkward, couldn't it, for a lady? While getting the backing of some people, others are unhappy about the new urinals. Blah, blah, blah. But I can understand this because you don't think you can see it from that picture. If you've ever seen Cracker, if you're in the States, you've ever seen Cracker, there is a scene where I think it was Christopher Eccleston was chasing somebody. And he was chasing them through the back streets of Manchester. And as well as the roads, which is what you're looking at in that picture. Now, that's a pedestrianised road at this end because there's bollards across it, so you can't drive up it. As well as the actual roads that have like the front of the houses, they have what they call a back alley, which is at the back of the houses. They don't have a garden. They have like a small concreted area and two rows of houses back onto each other very closely. I should probably get a picture of this, shouldn't I?
Put it this way, they had no accommodation for women and just a tube for men. That sounds like Was it Three Kings?
It was the Three Kings, yeah. That had like a drainpipe affair that looked like a hedgehog. Mum was quite taken with that. Let's have a look, see if we can get what this actually looks like in Manchester. I'd call it a back alley, but that might be not the technical term to get a decent enough photograph of it. There's one. That's exactly what a back alley would look like in Manchester. Awesome. So I'll send you to... Oh, crying out loud, what's it done now? Where's that one? Does it say where it is? It does. Right, I'm going to drag that picture. Or I would do. Oh, you know what I've done, don't you, Mike?
No, I don't know what you've done.
Oh, I know what I've done.
Oh.
I close everything down when I go live on a Friday night and then I forget to start it all up again. Anyway, these back alleys that I'm about to post a photo of. If you don't have the pea pod things, then people are, shall we say, whittling up your wall. So you can't really win. Oh, Kim, wow, this gets worse. This is like on Neighbours where she gave birth wearing pantyhose. Oh, wow. Unbelievable. Do you know, I've always wondered and never quite liked to ask about astronauts and how they go on. This must be pretty tricky. I watched that launch a few weeks ago and I was thinking they've been in those suits for hours and hours and hours. I know they were both guys, which makes it a little bit easier, but even so... Into some air shows. Where's the tube? Dangerous. Dangerous. You know the worst one I can remember recently? When we went to the 80s fest.
Yeah.
There was a fair few toilets and they were like pods like that, but they did have actual doors on. And shall we just say it was a warm day? Let's leave it at that. I wouldn't fancy going in there unless I absolutely had to. But what they're doing at the football matches is they're going up the back alley there where there's just like walls. And on the other side of those walls are people's outdoor space of their houses. And they're lining up like it's a public urinal and using the walls. So I can see the benefit of putting them in. But, you know, honestly, guys, have a bit of decorum. There are toilets in Old Trafford. Use those. Just saying. There are kids out there of about four. It's not necessary. Totally unnecessary. I remember walking past with Mike and he had hold of my hand and I'm like, have you seen that? That's disgusting. He's like, just keep walking. Just keep walking. That's just me. I think my morals are stuck somewhere in the 20s. Just saying. It's not necessary. It's not a pleasant sight. Do you know, my granddad would have gone bald at that. Granddad was, he had little rules with him, little self, with what you could and couldn't do. And, oh, no, that would definitely not have done. Definitely not have done. So what have we been up to today, apart from a nice little lie-in and having acquired a headache?
Trying to sort out tonight.
Trying to sort out tonight because we needed a backup plan in case we're back, as you can tell from the player, to where we should be in the first place. And it's all right at the moment. Although we did have a bit of a hair-raising moment, didn't we? We had a hair-raising moment when Nina said, is it me or has the radio gone? I'm like, oh, no. You were out with the dog and I was trying to get everything set up and I was trying to put the backup in place. Oh, no. Anyway, it's fine. It was Nina. She needed to press a button and update. So, technically speaking, we're all ready.
Love that, Kim.
Right, what's going here? It was aft and on a slope and they had a curtain, which they closed. That was, my word, and use the tube. Wow. Must be more accurate than I fear I would be. I'm impressed.
Especially if you're laughing hard.
Exactly. Do you know they sell portable urinals for women? Now you're wondering how I know this, aren't you? I know this because it was mentioned in relation to going to Glastonbury, where you get your spot at the front and, you know, you don't want to be anywhere else. See if I can find one, because I had to go Google it to see how feasible it was to use it. Oh, we're going to come up with some titles for this show, aren't we? Right, let's see if I can find it. It basically enables a lady to do what a gent can do. I'm reliably informed. do you know what they actually call it? stand up.
Stand up.
I'm going to pull the link in for this.
There's the show title. When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Oh, Kim, that's fantastic. You are a brave lady, but you're right. When you gotta go, you gotta go. Oh, I swear women were built wrong. Oh, there's a pink one as well. Dayglow pink. Hmm. Bit dicey that, though. But basically, if you use one of those, you can perform stood up. Having seen it, I'm not at all sure I could, but maybe others could. Use that as a funnel in the kitchen. Oh, Jonathan. If Mummy Isaacs provides you with one, do be careful.
That's not a bad idea, because when we get 5 litre water bottles, I tend to decant them into 2 litre water bottles. Obviously, 5 into 2 doesn't go. But if we get 10 litres, then I decant them, because it's easier to stack the 2 litre one. So I could use one of those.
I'll get you one, Mike.
Because somebody nicked my funnel.
Oh, I did, yes. Yeah, sorry about that. It's all right, don't panic. It wasn't a purple lady funnel. There you go, purple lady funnel. No, I use the plastic white funnel. It was when I got my hand sanitizer, and obviously I'm having to decant it down to 200ml bottles. That's tricky with a 5 litre, almightily sized. You can't hold. You've not got enough hands basically to do the job. So Mike's having to hold the bottle, and the funnel, and then I've got the 5 litre thing to put that in. Now we can all see. I've mentioned hand sanitizer, and you're using.
Yeah. No, I found another bottle. This size downstairs.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Because you nicked mine. You took it downstairs to use it downstairs.
Yeah, for I didn't nick it. It's for the pair of us.
Reappropriated.
If you don't venture into the kitchen, then which is where it is, that's not my problem. No, I found it in the cupboard where the router is, bottom of the stairs, because I had to venture in there this morning for a pen and piece of paper.
Oh, no banana.
I was just going to say that. You just nicked my joke.
Sorry.
Yeah, when Peter rang me with his request for tonight.
I thought about getting one of those, but you've never seen that colour. Yeah, I'm not sure if you would want it to be a radically different colour. Or whether you'd kind of want it to mingle in, but then mingle in with what? Don't go there, leave it alone. I think I prefer the purple to the pink, but seriously. Do you think God was having a laugh when he put women together? What do you think these are? I didn't know this was a thing. When I read about it, I thought, you're joking me. But if Amazon have got one, it might be true. So I toddled off to Amazon. Oh, Amazon have got them. It was the sheer number of different ones they had. They come in all of the colours, in all of the sizes, including a little bag. Now, that one had a name. It was a PZ. I wondered as well. But there's all kinds of things in it. Honestly, kits, you name it. And I thought, it clearly is a thing. And I thought, but who are buying these things? And it turned out to be people who were going to, like, Glastonbury festivals and stuff. I should have mentioned, actually, if you scroll down that page, there is a most unfortunate view. There's a kind of pencil diagram showing you how it works. I'm concerned. But it might be an idea, Kim, keep one on hand, just saying.
Can we not work it out for ourselves?
Well, you have a look at it, Mike. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think you could get yourself into severe trouble with that.
I won't say what that looks like.
I think it's pretty obvious what it looks like, only it's purple. Oh dear, oh dear. When you've used it, what do you do with it? Jonathan, there's a little bag called the Peasy. You're not following along here. Some of them come with an entire kit. So, in fact, some of them have got bags. Oh, it's quite a thing, trust me. When you start looking into this thing, because I thought, this can't be a thing, don't be ridiculous. And then I found it really was a thing. One comes with an entire kit. So further down there, I think that's got tissues and all kinds of stuff with it. Seriously. It's the whole kit. I'm in the wrong game here. And it comes with rubber gloves.
I've just had an idea.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Is that my birthday taken care of?
If you want.
No, you're all right. I'm not leaving the house. So unless something happens to the toilet.
No, we could pick this discussion up again in half an hour on the other channel.
Oh, no. No, don't. No, then they're not ready for it. Oh, well, is there a video? You're afraid.
Well, some of them are. I mean, we have a Venn diagram. We have the Catenians. We have the Matt Biters.
Yeah.
And we have the ones who cover both, like Stuart.
Yeah.
Now, he'd be up for it.
Oh, he'd definitely be up for it, Stuart. Stuart's all right, love. There's a video. No, I must leave it alone. You're right, I must leave it alone.
Shall I ping him and say, Stuart, you can either listen to your musical choices on Brooklands or you can come and join this very enlightening conversation.
This is educational, I'm telling you. Come on, who knew these things existed? I'm pretty sure Jonathan didn't. Mummy Isaacs wouldn't have told him things like that.
We get those bottles for blokes, don't you?
Yes, I know, but that's far more logical, isn't it?
In case they get caught short.
Did you know that all of these in all of the colours existed for the ladies?
No.
No.
I didn't know any of them did.
No. You see, you've now learnt something. And do you know what else they've put here with, like, you're interested in this, you might like this?
Yeah, just think what's going to come up for you in Amazon.
Oh, dear. Should have logged out first, shouldn't I? Sick bags. So in their algorithm, it somehow equates that you need the toilet, so you might be sick. Or maybe it's me looking at these and being freaked out, and it thinks I might be sick. Either way, the sick bags are now being offered.
After putting man on the moon, it was only a matter of time before Tinkerbell, the urination device, was invented.
I guess you're right,
Jonathan. Was that the dog?
What?
Did she yip?
No.
No. Right.
Oh, dear. I need to look at that link now. Oh, I'm being tempted. Tinkerbell.
You're tempted?
No, I'm not tempted. I might be tempted to have a look at it.
Do all Brooklyn's friends think Kim's crazy?
No, of course not. Of course not. Not half as barking mad as they are.
We think you're crazy, Kim.
Oh, well, I take your point with the video. Oh, no. That, just
go on, hit play.
Just the still.
Hit play and maximise.
Oh, don't make me do it.
And just think what your history, your browsing history. I nearly said purchasing history.
It's ladies hiking. You see, this is where it went wrong to start with. Ladies
hiking. It's like an Apple video.
Oh, Mike, the IP. Bring new meaning to your IP address. Why do they... Oh, this so annoys me. They've got, like, ladies being all independent and canoeing and hiking, and the next minute they're peeing through a straw. It's just... No. No, don't do it. No. You'd just go out, wouldn't you? You wouldn't drink. I know it's bad.
Well, Lola's been drinking.
Oh. Lola's got more decorum than these. Oh, no. No, no. Oh! This is bad. Can you see that?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Debbie, what have you done? Oh, Jonathan, it's completely antimicrobacterial. There you go. To fit the female form. It's 9 inches long. I trust we are all watching really? This video.
It's 9 inches long.
Oh, this is the funniest thing I've seen.
Are you sure it's not happening for a vibrator?
That'll come up next. You've looked at this, you might need this. I mean, it's disgusting when men do it, but really? Can you imagine saying to an actor, I've got your gig doing an advert, and the next minute, oh no.
Nobody's been in the chat for 2 minutes. Do you think they're all watching this video?
I think they are. Why is she wafting it in the air? Oh my God, she's doing a selfie with it. Debbie, this is the funniest video I've ever seen. Oh, Jonathan, in answer to that question, she's just put it straight back in the little pouch.
This definitely needs to be shown to Brooklands tonight.
Don't. We might share it with a discreet few. Which video are you watching? Jonathan, somebody's asking, can you put it in the dishwasher? I'm watching the Tinkle Bell video with the three ladies doing all a synchronised wee. Oh my God, that was the funniest video. If I never see it again, it'll be too soon, but it was worth watching once. No. All I've said about men and now the ladies are doing it.
We're watching the video that you sent to us, Debbie.
Me too, Debbie. Oh, this is bad. Oh, how do we get onto this conversation? It's good we don't plan the show, isn't it? Ugh. I'm definitely thinking the purple lady fall.
Right, I'm going to love you and leave you. Right. I need a wee.
Would you like a lady funnel?
Where's my Tinkerbell?
It was Tinkle. Tinkle. Oh, dear.
You think Lola wants one?
Some of the questions being asked are very disturbing. I haven't even seen the questions yet. I mean, why would you do that publicly? I'll ask a question. Oh, my God. So we've had a does it work in a dishwasher? What are the actual dimensions? Oh, my God, Jonathan. Do you know... Oh, no. No. Oh, and is it latex friendly? Oh, dear, no. TMI. This redefines TMI. And I'm sorry, but if you need that level of instruction to use it, you probably shouldn't. You probably shouldn't. Exactly, Kim, the video is... I'm speechless. The video is beyond words. So Paul's only question would have been, what's it made of?
You know, I'm in the loo and all I can hear is you going, oh my God.
Jonathan's just said that's his mum's birthday present sorted. Oh, come on, Jonathan. Right, your mum? Yeah, okay, that's funny. Now, let's double her quits, Jonathan. How about Nanny Isaacs? What do you think she'd make of it? She'd probably think it was a kitchen funnel. She's not stupid enough to want to go to Glastonbury then and try it. Oh no, Mike, not another one.
No, that's the one that Alex has posted. I copied it and meant to paste it into a browser and I repasted it back into the
chat. You got
all
nervy, did you, because you're getting excited. How bad could this one be? Oh, let me have a look.
So you can't blame me for this one.
Oh, I mean, who looks for these things? This is what you miss out on when you don't watch the TV, so you don't see adverts. And you don't read these stupid magazines either. Oh, how to use guide. No. Just no. It's the things that they link it with that gets me. You know, people out jogging and stuff. I'd be looking at joggers through different eyes. Oh my God. There's whole different kits here. All the kits for all the sizes. And they've been going 21 years. I had no idea. Oh, and look at all the pretty colours available. You know, if the pink one wasn't garish enough, we've got bright orange. We're missing an opportunity here, Mike, for MacBites merch. Oh, Jonathan, but just think, every time you went and there it was in the kitchen, you'd wryly smile to yourself. The next time I see a jogger with a little pouch, I'm going to be running in the other direction. You see, I wouldn't have known. Oh, Jonathan, there's a Shiwi Extreme. What? Well, I could up the stakes here, and but I won't. But just use your imagination, Jonathan. I bet there is, you know. I'm just thinking here. No, don't go there. Now, anybody that's got a little pouch, I'm going to be concerned about. Now, the thing is, I have a little pouch hanging off my bag, but fear not. There's a hard drive in it. Oh, you want the orange one? That's very sage, Debbie, because should you actually get lost, it's dual purpose. You could put it on a stick and waft it and people could find you. Where if you went for the subtle one, they'd never see it. This is just crazy. The absolute garbage that people spend money on never ceases to amaze me. Honestly. Is it that bad? If you go to these festivals and stuff, is it that bad? I've never been. The 80s Fest was the nearest I got, and we had facilities there. I know Glastonbury is usually, well, flooded probably, but I didn't realise it was this bad. That's just turning women into men. I can see there's an occasion for it, like Kim in a plane. You'd have liked one of these in that plane. But honestly, oh no, there's a whole industry here of which I was unaware. And when I say unaware, blissfully unaware. And now, sadly, I'm aware. That serves me right, doesn't it, for looking.
How did we get on to that?
It was probably my fault talking about the toilets at the church.
Oh, yes, it was.
You see, it was totally my fault. And then, it was me that said, there's a thing, you know. And now Jonathan, it now feels like 50. He's no longer an innocent millennial. Oh, no.
Well, actually, I know I posted those pictures of the outside. Urinal.
I'm blaming you then. Yeah. Okay, see how I did that then. Blaming Mike. Oh, there's all sorts here.
Well, it gave us a good laugh.
Oh, we've had a good laugh. Oh, you've got to have a laugh, haven't you? I don't think I'll be going to Old Trafford with one of those, though. Just saying. That is so bad. But like Jonathan says, the questions are just purely terrifying. Oh, there's a button. It says see more answered questions. I see what you mean, Jonathan. Some of these questions, well, I'll just read this one to you. The question says, can you use it sitting or squatting in a kayak? Why would you? No, don't go there. I won't read the answers. God, there's another one. Would this work for somebody sitting in a kayak? What's this sitting in a kayak business got going for it? No, leave it alone. Long as we've all had a good time laughing, that's all that matters. Oh, how long before I've got to think about Brooklands and put a straight face on it, Mike?
About 15 minutes.
Oh, I should be able to manage.
Well, if you can't, then we just tell them the reason why, they'll understand.
We'll just say we've had a lovely time.
And we'll post the videos in the chat.
Nina would be fascinated, I'm telling you.
She would.
Rachel would know all about it, being a nurse. I wonder if they have them in hospitals. Do you know what they had when I was a kid and I was in there?
What?
Paper potties. You ever have a paper potty?
Yeah, paper potties.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of the next one up from that. It's the pro model of the paper potty. Paul makes a very, very good point. with COVID, I'm not sure I'd be using anything out and about. The thing is, there was something that I posted last week. What do they call it? Fly peeing. Basically, they've opened up the pubs. That was last Saturday. They've opened up restaurants, but they can't have bathroom facilities. They're all still closed. So where do people go? And then what they're doing is they're just doing it in the street. Well, the guys are. Obviously, the ladies will follow and they realise that there's some toys like this around. And they're all like feminine colours as well. That drives me insane. But yeah, that is fast becoming a thing.
Can I ask a question? Do the Americans still refer to the toilet as the bathroom?
I'm sure they do.
Because people have mentioned the word toilet in this thread, and it reminds me, when I was about 10, we had relatives come
over.
Don't
tell me you got confused between the two.
You'd spoil the punchline again. We had relatives coming over from America. Now, they were English, but they'd emigrated. But they'd been over in the States for that long. They've got used to the States way of life. So when one of them said, "Can you show me where the bathroom is?" I took it literally and said, "The bathroom's there." And as we discussed the other week, we had a separate toilet and bathroom.
Did you not wonder why they wanted the bathroom in the middle of the day?
Well, I no. The John.
That's true.
Yes,
yep,
I've heard that one.
Oh, the in John. The Navy they call it the head. Now, I think I heard that on NCIS.
I've heard restroom, yeah.
Yep, restroom.
So they do call it the toilet as well.
It's pretty much toilet in the UK.
Yeah.
Irrespective of the circumstance. But, oh, that was a good laugh. Yes. So, I'm predicting the next Apple event. Oh, the bingo cards will be fabulous, Jonathan. The IP. Apple announced the arrival of the IP Deluxe. No, it'd be the IP Pro, wouldn't it, with Apple?
With ARM chips.
Just like the name then, IP Pro. It actually does sound like an Apple product. In all the colours, with a red version for charity. No, don't go there, don't go there. Oh no, I must stop.
And here's Craig to tell you all about it.
Can you imagine the sound effect?
Actually, no. It won't be Craig.
Oh.
It'll be one of the token ladies that they keep wheeling out.
Oh, Lord. Do you know, I wish they would. They've only ever had... There's only ever been two lady presenters that I felt had earned the right to present. There was that lady, that St. John woman,
yeah.
The one that did the music. Can't remember her first name. And, what's it, White? Microsoft.
Yeah. Wasn't Julie.
Julia White. Those two were fantastic. They were as good as Craig. But all of the others are like, who are you? What are you talking about? Some others do have them.
Betty, the cat's done a whoopsie on the floor.
Oh, God, yeah. Do you know, I was thinking the other day, Nina was saying her favourite ever musical was Phantom of the Opera. And the only thing I had ever seen Michael Crawford in was Some Mothers Do Have Them. And when they said he was cast in that, I thought, you've got to be joking me. But, whoa, what a difference. Obviously, he carried it off.
He's an actor.
I know, but when you've only ever... It's a bit like Benny in Crossroads. He never really got a job after that, did he?
Yeah, and the other one in L.A. Law.
Oh, now he did. Frightened Me Witless. he was Benny as well, wasn't he?
Yeah.
But the actor was Larry somebody. And he was so good, I assumed that he was like that. That he was basically playing himself. You know, when you, like, get a Downs actor to play a Downs child, yeah, over here. I just assumed... And then there was this, like, drama on. And this guy wondered, I thought, I know that face. There I am thinking, I know that face. But I couldn't place him because he was playing like a mafia boss. The characters were poles apart. And when I realised who it was, I'm like, never. But it was. Another one like that was, you know the one who played Hercule Poirot?
Yeah.
Suchet.
Yeah.
David Suchet. Did you ever see him in the Tom Stoppard play? with George Cole?
No.
Oh, what was it called? Blot on the Landscape. That was amazing. I didn't even think it was him. Again, absolutely fantastic acting. Oh my, what have we got on here now? Classic comedy. Do you know, I never actually saw that, Mike. The only one I saw, I think, was 2012. They did a bit of a sketch, and it was for the Olympics, and it was Bradley Wiggins or somebody. And they actually had Michael Crawford holding onto the bike, and he did that for real. And the guy was like late 60s, early 70s at the time. He was amazing. That was the only one that I saw. I've seen like bits of highlights, but other than that, no. Oh, they got all the clips at the bottom. I do remember the one where he went roller skating down that thing. And I know he did all his own stunts, which is just amazing. Sports Relief, it was 2016. Have you ever seen that, Mike? I thought it was the Olympics.
Don't think so,
but it was
no.
Sports Relief. Oh, watch it. It's fantastic. Bottom of that page, the last video. Absolutely brilliant. How many episodes of that were there? Were there only ever 20? God, I thought there was more than that. I guess it's like Fawlty Towers. There was only ever 12. It just seems like there was like hundreds because they were fantastic. Oh my, we have had far too much fun. Oh, have you all noticed, by the way, on the feed for Marooned? I'm actually up to date. Hold that thought, because obviously tonight I can't edit the show at the same time as I'm doing another show. But right now I'm in that blissful position of absolutely everything being up to date. What's she got? Got an idea for the seven to eight, what about movie themes? Oh, Kath, are you drunk? We did movie themes a couple of weeks back. But we can always do another one. Because they were 80s movie themes. Do you know they've been listening since 6 o'clock? That's pretty amazing, isn't it?
It is.
So what plans have we all got before we meet again tomorrow? We've blissfully got the whole of tomorrow to do whatever we like, haven't we? As long as we don't tell the priest because we're not going to Mass. Just saying. Not safe enough yet. Still haven't managed to find anybody who went last week to tell us what went on. And until I know what's going on, I'm not going. I'm going to have to plant a camera or something in there, you know, on top of the organ or something. Probably shouldn't mention organs given tonight's conversation. But at the back of the church, anyway. Trying to work on blog posts. Hard trying to type while I'm hysterically sorry about that, Debbie. We'll calm it all down in Brooklyn. Although, having said that, some of these songs with a transport theme are a little bit tenuous and quite hysterical. You're going to figure out Devon Agent. I'll have a look at what you put in Slack and I'll have a look, see if I can help out. But I can't do anything while I'm doing the show. So that'll be tomorrow at some point. Paul's been to the house. Mike's mum took her car in for an MOT and it didn't end well, did it?
It didn't, no.
We've actually all got an MOT holiday here. MOT being your motor vehicle test that you need to have every year once a car reaches the age of 3 to make sure it's still roadworthy. That. And it didn't end well. But we're actually on holiday. You can have a holiday till August, so I don't know why she took it in so early. You might as well get the extra 3 months, I would have thought.
True.
I would do that, only I just had mine done. Mine was done about mid-February and hasn't been out since. It was a total waste of time, wasn't it? The other thing I had a look at last night was I was finalising the contents for all 5 parts of the Devon Think thing. If there's anything that you come across specific that you want covered, let me know. Or even if you just think, like, I'd like to know about X, let me know. That's what I said about knowing how many parts it was before I started. So I know exactly where to fit each individual bit. I think it's so far, the good news is it looks like it's going to kind of fit. But we might get to a point where we need a 6th one, or we might get it done in 4. Who knows? But I can't see us getting it done in 4. Not given that last night we thought we had enough content for 2.5 hours, and it was actually 4 hours 40. And still Jonathan made it to the end. I'm going to have to try harder. I know, we need that subliminal thing. You know the thing I was talking to you about on YouTube? There's this thing on YouTube. It's been going a while. A something. And basically, it's like some kind of whisper therapy. Have you heard about it? I'd never heard of it until I got recommended this thing. Hang on. Right, that's right. Where is it? It's a four-letter acronym. ASMR therapy. There you go. It's a term used for the sensation people get when they watch stimulating videos or take part in other activities, usually ones that involved personal attention. Many people describe the feeling as tingles that run through the back of someone's head and spine. Is that what happens when you listen to Maroon? Or is that only when we're talking about lady vibes? Anyway, I inadvertently got one of these videos and I thought, I'm not going to watch that. I have to research it first. You fell asleep 5 minutes after it ended, though. Oh, if only I'd have left it five more minutes. let's have a look. You'll be working on a birthday card for your niece. Oh, that's good. Love your cards. They're fantastic. You even created an envelope. Had to figure out how to animate. Oh, 13's a good age. They're still nice at 13, aren't they? Before they get the teenage tantrums. You get too many tingles. And the more you laugh, the more you're going to need the toilet. Just saying. Actually, you know, I'm having second thoughts about the usefulness of this pipe. Because it's 3 minutes to showtime and I actually haven't availed myself of a bathroom break yet. So I'm going to need a longer song. The first song is 2 minutes 27, so that's not going to work. The second one might, though.
Well, play the first two together.
I need, I was thinking, could Bat Out of Hell be a transport song? Because you're leaving somewhere. Or is that too tenuous?
I'll just play it.
Or Paradise by the Dashboard Light, because that's 9 minutes.
Right, we'll play that one.
That one definitely needs to go in, just saying. Right, have you got the timing sorted out?
Yeah, we've got just under 2 minutes.
Awesome. It'll all be absolutely fine, trust me, she said. So I need my Brooklyn Stingers lining up. Because we've got trios, we've got a sad song, we've got a nomination for the worst song, you name it, we've got it. We haven't got a birthday this week, though, have we? Are we short of a birthday? And the child crying one. We actually have a jingle of a child crying. Mike made that for when somebody had, was it a great-grandchild?
Yeah.
Was it the first great-grandchild?
Think so.
Yeah, I think it was. It baby crying freaked me out, I tell you. Freaked me out. I can handle dogs barking, but baby's crying. Whoa, scary beans. So no, I'll leave that alone. So we all seem as though we've got lots to think about this weekend. I shall look forward to hearing all about it tomorrow. I'll put it on a post-it note about the Devon agent thing. Right. And that was plugins, wasn't it? Devon agent plugins. And I will catch up on Slack. I'm so far behind on all my socials. I haven't been on Facebook for about 10 days. People keep adding me. They probably think I'm dead. change devices and get the Bluetooth headphones. See you soon, Debbie. Right, I think I'm about sorted. Tracy. Tracy's put a picky in. She says, coming home. That looks gorgeous, doesn't it? That's Exeter by the look of it. Or is that off the coast? Off the coast of the UK, Plymouth?
Right, are we ready? Home?
Could be. Right. Well, we'll say goodnight on here. So for the moment, it's goodnight from me.
And it's goodnight from me.
And we'll both see you next time.